The nuclear deal is essentially a trade. Iran is trading its capacity to make nuclear weapons in exchange for relief from international economic sanctions. But experts agree the two issues, nuclear inspections and sanctions, could not be more complex. And no matter what happens, it means all parties involved will be navigating uncharted waters.
What's unique about this agreement is that it takes inspections much further than the agency's ever done them before.
Inspections going forward, Cook adds, would focus on supply chains of materials and equipment that could be used to make nuclear weapons.
They could also include inspections of places suspected of nuclear activity because of information gathered from member countries' intelligence agencies.
But the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, inspections have limitations, says Cook.
That's always been a criticism of the IAEA inspection system, that you give advance notice, therefore they can hide things before the visit. It's true, the IAEA system is by no means foolproof.
Other experts are more optimistic about nuclear monitoring, but predict the sanctions issue will be complicated.
These all are technical issues at this level, which should be solved. On the other hand, the problem of how to lift the sanctions. Iran, of course, would like to lift the sanctions immediately. So that's the main issue for them.
He adds lifting sanctions will require legal and political maneuverings within nations and the international community. The timing of both the inspections and sanctions relief, Bayat says, could be the nuclear deal's biggest obstacles going forward because there is mistrust on both sides. Heather Murdock, VOA News, Vienna.
更多内容请关注可可英语 可可net.com